This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Here with you, 560 WQAM. It gets a little cat talk here on 560 as the Panthers are going to be back in action tomorrow against the Seattle Kraken. And cat talk brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. And one of the young sensations on this year's Panthers squad is Mackie Samuskevich joining us here on the program, a fellow Michigan Wolverine, Leroy Horde.
I tell you what, they've been better at hockey more consistently than the football team.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Yeah. It's a good spot. Great spot. I miss it.
What made you want to go to Michigan, Maggie? What was the process of becoming a Wolverine?
I was thinking about originally just staying home, close to home. Both my sisters went to Quinnipiac, so I was thinking about staying close to home, and then I went out for a visit. They took me to a football game, and I was
that's all
I needed to see. So I'm glad I did it. It was best 2 years of my life, I think, so far. So I loved it.
You know, when I went to Michigan, I didn't go to a football game.
You gotta, that's a bucket list thing you gotta do.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he got a couple experiences there afterwards.
Yeah, I got a couple. but so while like Michigan's a weird, it's like wide open, friendly.
Yeah.
Like you could literally go to school with somebody and never even like, there's so many people there.
Yeah.
Like it's really big.
Every week. It's great. Everyone's so nice. Like one thing I loved about it was like, it was that college campus feel, like,
right.
Everyone kind of knew everybody, and when you got that going, everyone's enjoying time with each other, and you get to know new people. It's really good for a young person like I was.
Maggie, we were talking a little bit, obviously, with the Four Nations and the Tkachuk brothers making as much noise as they did into a lot of great sports siblings, and you have this with your sisters. Your sisters all played hockey. Your father got you all into this, so. Like, was that not a choice as soon as you guys could pick up a stick? Like, he's getting you and pushing you out on the rink. How was it growing up in such a hockey household?
Yeah, my dad was the one who kind of got us into it. He was the one who played. He loved the game. He had it on TV when we were kids, every weekend. We were Rangers fans, so we'd watch them all the time. And, like you said, it was kind of like, I had two, best friends just to go play hockey with every day. Like I don't think, a lot of people get to do that. But, obviously Chuck, you got to do that with his brother, and you know, it was so much fun. I'm definitely lucky to have them, you know, just every morning going out there shooting pucks or whatever, you know, doing little competitions and stuff like that. Like it was a blast, and you know, it's definitely nice having them.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Being from the north, right? And just having ice sports be a part of your life for 6 months of the year, regardless, you know, are you shocked at how many kids down here are into hockey? It is unbelievable the amount in warm weather places that there's a hockey, you know, a youth hockey programs and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's gotten better over the years. Like, I think people are starting to realize how great of a game we're playing is. You know, I think, you know, the Panthers over the last couple of years have definitely helped with that. You know, with how good they've done and how many, you know, unreal players they have here. It's so fun to watch. You know, even before I was here, you know, just watching them, I was a big fan, you know, like it's so fun to watch. And, you know, so I think they had a big say in that. And you know, I think, you know, like I said, people are starting to realize that it's a really fun sport. And, you know, you can go, you know, play roller hockey or you can go get on the ice. Like there's multiple ways you can do it. So it's a lot of fun.
What was your mindset coming into this season, Maggie? Because, like, obviously the Panthers have their championship run last year. You got a little stint with them, but full-blown now this year. So, like, did you wonder, is a defending champion going to need me? Or was it just a matter of, like, it kind of just came along naturally? Like, what was your mindset coming into this year before providing as much spark as you have for the Cats this year?
Yeah, I mean, like – it was just finding a way to help this team win was my mindset. Like, it was like, I knew I had confidence in myself that I was good enough to play in the NHL and do great there. And, you know, at the start of the year, obviously it was a little bit of a learning curve, you know, being young, you don't know the league. You know, obviously so many good players in this league, it's the best league in the world for a reason. So, I knew there was going to be good games and bad games, you know, and I think, you know, when I had bad games, it was just, you know, a good thing almost. Like it was a, you know, a learning thing for me. And I think it's helped me, you know, today that don't do this or do this better, you know, stuff like that. It really starts to add up. And, you know, once that happens, you get a lot of confidence and, you know, I'm playing with house money now.
Do you feel like from your standpoint, like there's obviously a lot of the vets who are going to be big providers, but you know, like you look at like a guy like Lundell who was so young last year and key to that, like do you lean on almost guys your age, like Spencer Knight being on a big stage early on? Like the Panthers will believe in you no matter what age it is. If they feel like they can help you win, you can help them win.
Yeah, I agree. Lundy's been a huge help for me. You know, he's went through what I've gone through, you know, being a young guy in this league and learning how to, you know, play the game the right way. And he's obviously a guy that plays the right way, plays great defensively, and obviously can do his thing offensively. And, you know, he's definitely a guy I look up to just because, you know, of his age and of how dialed in he is, you know, everywhere.
Is it so my mistake is the first hockey game I ever went to was a Red Wings game. Mm-hmm. So watching that hockey and then – really liking it because hockey live is unlike any other sport. Yeah. You don't get the same feel on TV.
Yeah.
So then I started going to Michigan games. Mm-hmm. And like, what's the transition like? Because it's not as physical and it's a little different. So when you come, mm-hmm. when you get to the NHL, are you taken back by how much more physical it is?
Yeah, I'd say so. Like guys are bigger. Guys are, I think one thing was, they were way smarter. Like they knew how to, you know, take away space from me quicker, or, you know, read what I'm doing before I knew what I was doing. It was a bit of a transition. You know, you could kind of get away with some things in college, but not here. Like they're so smart and, you know, you really have to learn, you know, how to beat guys and how to create space. And, you know, once you learn that, the sky's the limit, I think.
How did you take in this Four Nations tournament? You had so many teammates dispersed throughout the entire thing. Basically, half of Finland's team. You see Benny be huge last night. Matthew's obviously making a lot of noise throughout of all of it. So, as an American, were you rooting for USA, or did you find yourself torn because when Bennett's tying things up last night, you're like, all right, we got teammates doing good too. So how did you experience all of this?
It's definitely a weird feeling. Like I was definitely rooting for USA. But you know, when you see Benny score a big goal like that, you're definitely happy for him. And, you know, I definitely was, it was so fun to watch. I watched every game, every minute, like I couldn't miss it, you know? And it was nice having, you know, a guy on each team to watch. Like, I don't think anyone else got to see that. So, you know, I was watching pretty carefully, and I definitely had fun watching it for sure.
Were you surprised, like, how much it captivated the nation? Like, it felt like it was going to be a great event no matter what, but it really felt like it was at a level I don't even think the NHL expected it to be at.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, especially that, you know, the first USA-Canada game was crazy. You know, I told my two sisters, I was like, I can't miss this game. And they're like, it's all right. It's all right. We could miss the first period or something. I was like, no way. Like, and then obviously with the way the game started, I was like, you see why I wanted to watch this now? Like, so, it was funny. Like, everyone's talking about it. Like, even, you know, I went and got a haircut the other day and they were talking about it there. And, you know, it's done a huge thing for the game. And, you know, like I said earlier, I think people are starting to realize, you know, how fun, you know, hockey really is.
Is that
have
become
you been in a hockey scuffle yet?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
You certainly have.
I'm playing with, you know, Kachuk and Bennett. You know, I'm gonna have to. You know,
you're good. Yeah.
Does an event like that now, does that become like a bucket list thing for the career? Like, is that now circle? You're like, I have to be part of this at some point.
You know, I think so. Like, it definitely made me realize how cool it really was. You know, cause we haven't had something like this for a little bit now. So you kind of, you know, forget about it, I guess, in a sense, how cool that, you know, those moments are. And, you know, hopefully that is a bucket list thing for me. And, you know, definitely one thing I'm putting on the list for sure.
I have a question for you, Maggie. If you could settle a debate that we were having earlier on the show today. So as a new South Floridian, a guy living down here regularly, I'm sure you've been to Publix.
Yep.
If you pre-order a Publix sub, okay, and you go there and somebody has taken said sub from the dash, but they paid for it, would you still consider that stealing because they took your sub in particular that you put an order in for?
That's a good question. I've had that done at my Chipotle. It happens all the time at Chipotle. Like, people just grab the wrong bag, and it's definitely not a good feeling when you find out that you have to take a completely different bowl that you ordered from. So I consider it stealing still, even though they did pay for it.
Because you're a good person. Yeah, that's right, Leroy. Yeah. Don't shake your head, Leroy. You know what you did.
Yeah.
You both do the same thing, brother.
Listen.
I did it with cold cuts.
Stealing is when you lose something monetary.
Yeah.
So can you get arrested for it?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
But you were still wronged, Leroy.
No, I'm not doing it while the person's there. Right?
Let's turn to Leroy and see if he's happy about it.
If I see the long line and I peruse... And I just do a drive-by just to see what kind of subs are available, mm-hmm. right? They don't know that it was made or not.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't know. Like, I'm not.
It's stealing, Leroy.
It's not. And first of all, Tobin, don't say nothing because you do it with the cold cuts.
That's way different because that's not directly then. It's completely different. That's just convenient shopping. When you're taking... If Mackie is looking forward to his burrito at that moment, it's way different than if I were to take his rice to cook a burrito later.
If it's gone, he doesn't know whether somebody took it or it wasn't made.
Until he goes to the employee and asks, where is my sub?
Guys, Mackie is a busy man, please.
Do they remake it or what?
Yeah.
They'll remake it, but still, it's wasting your time. You had a time set.
I'm curious about this.
Get the sandwich that they didn't grab and the one that's remade.
Do you at the Panthers have an employee fridge? So like we have a problem of people stealing Leroy's coffee creamer at our radio station office. So with the Panthers, is there an area where like, hey, somebody brown bagged it to the rink today. Don't take their sandwich.
No, not really. Like everything in the fridge is fair game. So, yeah, we don't have that problem around here.
Why would somebody bring lunch? I've eaten lunch over there.
They have a cafeteria, but I was curious if anybody, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody's, you know, wife makes a mean arroz con pollo and they bring it to the ring I for leftovers the next day. I don't know.
Yeah, good question.
No, like, come on. Like, you have to know if you're in the locker room with slobs that there's certain items you can't leave for anybody to get. They ain't going to be there when you go look. That's just... Yeah. Like we had a refrigerator in football camp, right? Uh-huh. There was never anything in it. And somebody asked, is anybody using this refrigerator? And one of the linemen goes, you can use it, it's all yours. And guess what happened? Like, you know this.
Yeah.
Is there a number one food thief on the team? Is there somebody who you have to keep an eye on? Like, you can't trust your food around them?
Let me think. No, I honestly say it's me. I've done that accidentally.
Okay. Yeah, accidentally? Like, no, accidentally. Yeah, I accidentally took a sub.
On the road one time, it was like a game, a pregame meal. And I don't think he even knows this to this day, but we do like a pasta station and someone like makes the pasta. And,
right.
He made the pasta, and it was the same order as mine, but the guy hasn't made mine yet. So I thinking it was mine, I went and grabbed it and started just eating it. And then all of a sudden, Gruzy gets up, and he's like, where's my pasta? Like, who ate my pasta? And I just, like, turned my head and hit it a little bit. So he doesn't know, but I've done that accidentally.
Well, you don't want to take that from AJ Greer, because that is one of the guys who's going to start your first hockey scuffle.
Back. I know. Let's keep this quiet.
Hey, man, it's been a thrill watching you so far this season. Yep. We're excited to see you guys get back in action. Best of luck the rest of the way. Thanks for some time.
Go Blue!
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That's right.
Go Blue. Sure.
There you go. Mackie Samuskevich joining us here on the program for a little cat talk. We'll take a break here on the show. And be back with a little more after this.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
This. All of the lights.
It's another one of the lights, yeah, baby.
It's never quite a segment until Leroy half-ass hums a song.
You're a snitch, Leroy.
What do you mean, snitch?
J-Fig would have no clue I had Channel 3 off for the start of these segments. He didn't always karaoke it every time.
Yep.
I would have a clue because we'd be blocked by the end of the show.
No one ever gets blocked anymore, J-Fig. That was 2 years ago. The Olympics.
Minutes ago.
Whining, dude.
Let's get to headlines. Geez. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory of the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight against the Raptors at 7:30. Nico, questionable with tummy trouble. This illness just can't stop spreading.
Bubble guts. Bubble guts.
No,
that's from Bubble Butts. Y'all don't remember that song.
Bubble guts.
Yep.
Preheat begins at 6:15. The Pinks. Yeah. They open up regular season play tomorrow against NYFC.
Although they've been playing. Wait. They open up regular season tomorrow. But they've been playing soccer for the last 2 months.
No, they haven't, dude. They just started this week.
No, they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
You're telling me they just – no.
They CONCACAFed it on Monday. On
that was their first game of the year.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
The little preseason action, baby? Mm.
He's actually right. Mm. What? Have they really been playing this much? Apparently, yes. They played January 18th, the 29th, the 2nd, the 8th, the 14th, the 19th.
Thank you.
Did they really play, though, or those were fake games? Messi was playing those games?
I just don't understand.
Was Messi playing, or was it like fourth stringers Dolphins preseason?
You were wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. If Messi's not out there, it doesn't count.
Oh,
everybody knows that.
See, these are against questionable clubs.
I think Messi has been out there.
Yeah, Messi was there for the one on the 18th. Let's see, was he there for the one on the 29th?
Aesop said Messi's been playing in them.
What does he know, though? Usually he's right.
But that's what I'm saying. Like it's all year. I don't know what games count, what games don't. And they've been playing.
I told you this one counts.
They've been playing soccer since January. You go, the beginning of the season.
I'm like, it is the beginning of the season, though, because they got to put that disappointing ending behind them.
But, yeah, he's played in every one of them.
All right.
So they've played like 8 games since the start of the year.
All right, so you're not watching. I get it.
Okay. No, I'll watch.
Okay.
Marlins open up spring training tomorrow against the Cardinals at 1:10.
Yeah. Won't watch.
I don't think it's on TV.
I don't even know who the pitcher is.
That's okay.
Me.
Huh? I don't expect it to.
Is Chunky 52 still on the team?
We don't even know. We don't even know if he made it that year.
He did it.
Well, I would just say, the way I saw him weeble onto the field. Oh, no, he was a pitcher too, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Weeble onto the field.
Dude, come on. Like Bartolo Colon. He was a big'un. He wore baggy clothes. Don't wear tight clothes if you thick'ems. You can't do it.
We have beef in the NBA world. Ooh. Tim Hardaway Sr. has now struck up a beef that's not with Jimmy Butler.
What?
Do it.
He is now beefing with Tyrese Halliburton.
What? Huh. Tyrese Halliburton? Wow, that seems weird, right? Because he seems like the most laid-back, fun dude. Like, who else would do a video or a tweet about him not playing nothing but getting a gold medal?
I don't know, dude, but Tim Hardaway was asked on Gilbert Arenas' show about who he would like to suit up and go back if he could go play basketball. And he says, if I could go back and suit up, I want to F up Tyrese Halliburton. He talks so much bleep. I want to go back and bust his mother bleeping ass. He think he all that. Tyrese Halliburton then responds with, tell the world the real reason you feel this way, Tim.
Ooh.
We have beef.
What is the real reason?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Listen, I don't know. I have no idea what they're talking about, but if I know what I know, there's a lady involved.
What?
I was going to say that.
It's got to be a lady
involved.
I don't
know what everybody's situation is.
Tim Hardaway. Hold on. Tim Hardaway is how old is Tim Hardaway?
Oh, no, dude. That doesn't matter. Future and Scottie Pippen were beefing. It happens.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Did you just see Pippen's ex with Jordan's son?
Yeah.
Dude, that's Larsa Pippen. Yeah, come on, dude.
We don't know if there's a female involved, and what if the female is...
You think that Tyrese Halliburton stole Tim Hardaway Sr.'s squeeze?
I do think that.
Tim Hardaway married?
Okay, I don't know.
If that's
I don't see anything else.
There's a lot of conjecture and assumptions here in this story.
Yeah.
But in usual...
He is married.
Situation.
All right, cool. Yeah, no, we'll lay off. We'll lay off the man.
What if he stole Tim Hardaway Jr.'s squeeze?
Then why isn't Tim Hardaway Jr. making a bigger deal about it?
You don't get that mad over your son's, you know, you stole my son's girl. Now I'm madder than my son? That's a little weird.
I don't know. Is it that weird? Baby Tadpole had his squeeze stolen from a fellow comedian, you wouldn't find the need to go defend him?
No, I got to say, hit the gym, kid.
Wow.
Wait a minute, Marcos, because you like with your first girlfriend, so you don't understand that headache.
Don't hate the player, hate the game, baby. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I think the last time we saw Tyrese Halliburton with a lot of ladies, though, didn't he have like 9 ladies in like the winter of Tennessee or something like that?
Sounds about right.
I don't know, but I'm gonna just say, like, that's weird because what kind of trash is Halliburton gonna talk? He's always smiling and you know what I mean?
Maybe there's another side to Tyrese Halliburton we're not aware.
I mean, there's nobody that makes fun of not playing and you think is a serious dude, right?
But I don't know, dude. Look, I don't think Tim Hardaway is doing anything. outside of his marriage. I would never accuse a Heat legend of doing
that. We don't know the story. That's why I stopped. That's why I stopped.
But something's fishy.
I'm not even going there.
Something's fishy, though. That's all I'm saying.
Something's fishy because there's only a couple of things in life that'll get you that mad towards another man. Huh. Right? There's only a couple of things.
RVA Richie
is. If y'all
is,
playing a sport against each other, one could annoy the hell out of you, and that could start the beef. Right? I don't know.
They're calling you guys messy.
No.
We're not messy.
No.
Messi is playing tomorrow, though.
Messi is here, in case you guys are wondering.
No. We would just listen. Real talk. There's only a couple of things that would get somebody that upset when they're not playing against one another.
This segment's
going to
end up on page 6 tomorrow.
No, it's not. We're just trying to
figure it out. If anything, it's not our fault, though. We know Tim Hardaway has – it's Tyrese Halliburton's fault for saying there's a real reason, JP. Yeah. So it's not our fault.
For sure.
Tell him what you did, Eddie. Tell him what you did.
You know, and Tyrese would only say that if he had leverage – that he knows you can't reveal it because it'd be more incriminating for yourself.
Right. That's an old 5 heartbeats.
Exactly. It's kind of like, oh, you really want to do this? Go ahead and tell him because it'll do more damage to you than it will for me.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know. But
I'm not like.
How old are Tim Hardaway?
I'm not accusing anybody of anything. However, as a man, for two guys to not play against one another, there's only a couple of other things that could get one man that pissed off at another man.
Obviously, Tyrese Halliburton roped Tim Hardaway into a crypto scam.
That has to be
money. Answer. Yes, money.
Halicoin.
Money. Money is a big.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know.
All right. Inquiring minds want to know. We will. Yeah.
We didn't go public with the beef. Tim Hardaway could have left that alone.
Listen, Tim Hardaway and Kevin Love need to calm down because they have been doing a lot of talking on social media recently.
Kevin Love is trying to have some fun while sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
Tim Hardaway took a blowtorch to Halliburton.
Yeah, and Jimmy Butler. He's been...
Kevin Love is not really threatening to fight Tim.
True. Well, I can understand. True. Listen, I can understand former players that play for the Heat.
Yes.
Going at Jimmy.
Yeah,
because Jimmy got things that none of them would ever even consider trying to do. And for it to end like that with all the luxuries he was afforded, I could see how a former player would have a problem with that.
Yeah, I agree. Interesting, though. We'll keep an eye out. My boy Timmy, though, you know, he didn't do anything bad. Halliburton. Slimy.
Wow.
Can't trust him. Look at that form when he shoots. Can't trust him.
Oh, he does have the ugliest shot.
It's disgusting.
But they go in.
Yeah, we'll take a break. Jump off into You're Dead to Me. But first, if you guys want to go see Jason Aldean, call a 3 right now to 305-567-0560. Call a 3 to 305-567-0560. We'll see Jason Aldean at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. That concert's coming up in October. It's a Live Nation tour. And if you want to go, call a 3 to 305-567-0560. You're Dead to Me is next.
You're Dead to Me.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Time to play a little You're Dead to Me. So here's what I got. Of course, yesterday, the Team USA goes down. They fall to Canada in the final, which is fine. I'm a sport man. I don't mind. I can take a loss on the chin. But I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and listen to Brad Marchand talk any crap. Listen, dude, your ass got sent home not once, but twice by Matthew Tkachuk. So any comments that you have to say, maybe sometimes when you open your mouth, it goes back to bite you. No, dude. What you're lucky is Matthew Tkachuk's groin wasn't able to hold up because his balls are too big for America. So, in fact, why don't you sit there, thank the gods that you got to hop on the piggyback of Connor McDavid and Sam Bennett so you could finally hold something in the first time in a while. But you're not going to sit here and say, well, Matthew Tkachuk talks too much. Shut up. You're dead to me.
You're
and
dead
your entire city. Of course we came up short in Boston.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
By the way, this Matthew Tkachuk injury does not sound good, according to Brady.
Would it
didn't sound good when you said it either.
Something about a groin.
What is it now?
Well, you know them. They're doing lower body, but the word is a groin injury. And
those are the words.
Brady says it's not good.
So here's what's dead to me. Bubble guts. Don't know how you spread, how people get them. Guys just disappear for a couple of days with the bubble guts. There's no reason. Nobody knows where. How did you get the bubble gut? Don't know. Mysterious coronavirus. Norovirus.
Norwal virus.
Norwal. Whatever it is. Bubble guts. Like, Jimmy left everybody a little gift on the way out.
Biological warfare?
Yeah. He got the bubble guts. Remember he got the bubble guts?
No, he faked it.
Oh. But I listen to all the stomach bugs going on out there. Can we just get a little reprieve so my guys can get some work together?
Seriously.
So yep. We can go on this final little run to get in the playoffs, not the play-in. Tired of seeing the play-in. And guess what? Every time they're 7 or 8 and in the play-in, they always lose the first game. Tired of this. I can't take it anymore. So, bubble guts, you're dead to me.
Wow. You're dead to me.
Seems to be lining up, though, for our first play-in game against the Bulls. Usually, we have to go beat the Bulls after the loss.
Dude.
You better not miss game tonight. That's all I'm saying. We don't miss games for Tommy Trouble, Nico. You need to go get max contract. You think Babushka ever miss game? Oh, and my tummy doesn't feel so good. Can't work today. No! Get out there and bowl.
That's right.
Bowl. Send you some soup and some kisses. Okay. Love you.
Jennifer, who's that to you?
Why do you laugh?
You're dead to me.
So I got a personal message, and I'm just going to go ahead and say this.
All right.
There is someone who texted me who said Leroy is dead to them for stealing creamer.
I don't steal creamer.
He doesn't steal
creamer. I thought that was pretty funny.
Who was it? Someone in the office? Was someone a little upset?
You won't say anything.
Creamers.
Anyway, my
opinion. You believe Lupe's ratting you out, Leroy?
Wow.
But I don't steal creamer.
That's how it looks.
Leroy, what are you doing?
I'm trying to send Tyler this my when he sends me an invite, it says 6:30.
Well, it's not at 6:30. It's at 1:30.
I know that.
I think that's something
why
on your
end. And Jennifer asked me.
I think that's something on your end.
Well. My dead to me is fees, online fees. When you're ordering anything online,
oh yeah, there's no delivery charge, but there's a $6.99 service charge.
Look, it upsets me. It upsets me when I want to, when I can't, you know, go to the corner to buy some food, or I'm just being lazy, or I don't feel good, and then you're gonna go ahead and charge me triple of what my plate costs.
You know what else sucks? So if I order Flanagan's, I pay up front, they charge you a service charge for going pick up your food. It's a joke.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous how they're
wasting your gas. What do you mean?
Well, It's kind of ridiculous.
Damn rich.
Or when I go and ahead and I buy concert tickets online, please. Those fees are nonsense. They're dead to me.
Makes sense.
How about Mackie Sam Miscavige stealing AJ Greer's pasta, huh?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Wow.
You don't mess with someone's pasta.
I know it's dead to Frog Boy.
Fellow Leroy, can I, in all seriousness, though, if AJ Greer found out, which he did not, we found out, but what are the ramifications of stealing a rookie, stealing a vet's custom food? If he found out.
Yeah. Even if it was an accident.
First of all, it's called a confrontation with support. Right? So that means every other veteran is going to come in support of the other veteran.
Oh, boy.
And go, you ain't got it like that. What have you done?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just, like, I don't care how good the rookie is. Everybody got to go through rookie stuff.
Especially hockey just feels like.
You last in the food line. You last on the bus. You get on the back bus. You sit on the back of the plane. Y'all sit three deep, right? So, yeah, he might have to do some things to make that up.
Wouldn't it be funny if one day he took your sub Publix?
Who? Them's the breaks. First of all, here.
Breaks.
Let me explain something to you. They say, oh, the line's long. People at Publix say, why don't you order, you know, ahead? I said, I barely trust you making my sub when I'm watching you. I'm not going to order ahead and have my sub screwed up.
But you'd steal a blind sub, a blind made sub?
Oh, this That's out of convenience.
Oh.
So I know.
No matter what way you spin it.
When I go pick up a sub and I get a sub like that, I know it might not be exactly the way I want it. I know I might have to do some work to it when I get home. But I know I'm getting it out of convenience.
Frog Boy, what do you got? Who's dead to you?
Flies.
Hey, dead or alive, them flies getting got. You know, as a Yankees farm team fan.
Yeah.
AKA the Marlins. Mm-hmm. I always got to keep up with my professional team. And I am happy to announce, guys, this is reported as of this morning, according to TMZ, at 7:11 a.m., this is fresh off of the presses, the New York Yankees have officially reversed their facial hair ban.
That's crazy. That is a long-standing rule.
49 years.
49 years.
Who do you think they're, like, targeting that as facial hair? That's got to be the only reason.
It's part of the problem is, when you look at hockey and you look at baseball, guys have beards.
Yeah, but they've had it for 50 years, dude. It doesn't matter who it's been. Johnny Damon. Remember what Johnny Damon looked like?
Oh, he looked like a baby.
He came in smooth.
Oh, man. Sandy.
Oh.
Sandy. Sandy. Sandy.
Oh. That's rough.
Sandy. Oh my goodness. Hey.
I think we lost Tobin.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't think about that, huh?
Let me see though, because I mean I feel like you have to have like a substantial beard to really make that rule. Like, no, I'm not shaving. Like James Harden, for example. I can see him making it. Sandy's got like a normal
Josh Turner.
Yeah.
They did do the thing where they say it has to be well-groomed.
Yeah,
now, I will say this.
True.
Some playoff beards, they get real raggedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Then who did Turner sign with? He signed a one-year deal, right? I forgot who he signed with.
I don't know. I don't know where that fiery
ginger is. He had a raggedy beard during playoffs.
Turns out if you Google Turner Ginger, you get Sophie Turner from
Game of Thrones.
He's with the Cubs.
Cubs. All right. He signed a one-year deal with the Cubs.
Remember, he was an OG COVID breaker.
Oh, yeah. They won a championship, and he was hugging everybody. Oh no, he had it. He got. They actually said he had COVID before that, right?
I don't remember.
Remember, and he still played in the last game.
Something like that, yeah. Or he got banned for the last game, and then he was out there celebrating, and he was supposed to be in COVID jail.
Yeah, right. I think that's what it was.
COVID jail's got to be the worst jail ever. Because I remember when Fonz got it, it was basically like he was in jail, and we were like leaving food outside his door.
Remember when Goran ratted that Bam and Kendrick Nunn had COVID?
I'm honest.
Honest.
I don't know. But Bratte's got the vid. Just like, they're like, Goran, no!
Can't stay mad at him, though. Look at that face. All right, everybody. That's our show for today. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. I'll be back with you at 6:15 tonight, getting you ready for Heat and Raptors with a 7:30 tip from Drake's house. What do they call that place up there? Scotia Bank something or another?
I like that. Yeah.
Something like that,
Scotia
dude.
Scotia Bank.
The six.
So we'll be back there for you. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you rascals on Monday.
Carter Verhage.
We need pooper scoopers.
I'm not pooping on
our night because we got a party pooper.
I don't care that he was too horny.
Spo has, you know, did you hear Spo the other day?
A minute and over. Oh, you leave the leaves. Nothing and over.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.